Unit 1. Dictation. 1. Timing is everything in nature. Bees have to be around, and flowers have to bloom at the same time for pollination to work. And eagles need to migrate, that is, to move from one place to another according to the season, at the same time as the small animals they hunt. In many cases, global warming is interfering with that timing, scientists said. A first-of-its-kind global analysis of the biological timing of 88 species that rely on another life form as food reveals that on average, species are moving further apart in time by about 6 days a decade, although some pairs are actually moving closer together. While particular studies have examined individual pairs of species and how warming temperatures have changed their migration, breeding, and other timing, the combined study by the National Academy of Sciences gives the first global look at a worsening timing problem. These changes in timing are considerably greater than they were before the 1980s, the study said. There isn't really any clear indication that it is going to slow down or stop in the near future, said lead author Heather Karuba, a researcher at the University of Ottawa. 2. This timing problem is most noticeable and serious in Washington State's Lake Washington, where compared to 25 years ago, plankton are now growing 34 days earlier than the tiny animals that feed on them. That's extremely serious because it is harmful to the bottom of the food chain. In Greenland, the plants are being eaten almost 3 days earlier than the arrival of the migrating deer that rely on them for food. So more of the baby deer are dying because there isn't enough to eat, Karuba said. 3. As temperatures have increased, most species have started their migrations earlier. But species that are dependent on one another haven't always adopted the same timing. What is key is the difference in timing between species. Even though the individual studies indicate a connection between rising temperatures and migration patterns, Karuba's team was unable to find a statistically significant link between the two. In spite of this, Karuba said, the results are consistent with climate change.